I'm Amy Hardy, and tomorrow is the UK premiere of the documentary, which has taken me about the last 9 years to make, called The Edge of Dreaming. Mainly, I've been making science films for the last really long while, and I don't remember my dreams, but one night I woke up in the middle of the night because I'd had a dream that my horse was dying, and it was so vivid, and he asked me if I was ready to film, and the dream was so vivid it woke me up in the middle of the night. And to calm myself down, even though it was pitch dark, I decided to go out and check on him. And I went out and I found him lying dead. And I don't know if you've ever seen a dead horse, but it's huge. It's the size of 10 human beings. And I was so shocked. I came back and I got my husband and we went out and I filmed it. And then I had another dream. And this dream also woke me up. And in this dream, I was told that I was going to be dead myself in my 48th year. And when I had that dream, first of all, I didn't pay too much attention. I kind of thought I'd been overworking and I must be really stressed out. And then I decided to be cheerful about it. I thought, well, here's a great structure for a film, because let's look at it scientifically. Let's see it as evidence. Either there are spirits, and in which case, even if I am dead at the end of the year, doesn't matter, I'm a spirit. Or there are no spirits, and I won't be dead at the end of the year. Either way, I get good evidence. But I stopped feeling cheerful once I became ill. And when my lungs started to collapse and I had to go to hospital, I realised that I had to find out a lot more about how dreams work and a lot more about what was happening to me. And this film is the result of that search.
What was your illness? What happened?
My lungs started to collapse. They got more and more inflamed, and they just went downhill, and I had to go back. I had every sort of test. I ended up with a CAT scan. They tested me for cancer, for asthma. I didn't have any of those things, but my lungs just continually got worse. I actually went to see really leading scientists in dreams. And when I got to Mark Solms, who's internationally recognised for his original research into the dreaming brain, I was amazed at what he told me about the relationship between our dreaming brain and our body. Not just that, but the relationship between our dreaming brain and animals around us. And I had to pay a lot of attention to what he said. He said that there's a biochemical soup that's produced in your dreaming brain, and it's a neurochemical called acetylcholine. And that chemical, oddly enough, is associated with waking you up, making you pay attention. It provides almost the perfect conditions for learning. Maybe that's why people over all the centuries have paid so much attention to their dreams. And he said that he thought that we're deluding ourselves with our conscious, rational brain a lot of the time. And he said that if I wanted to change the dream and its impact on my body, I was going to have to find a way of going back inside the dream, of recreating in my brain that same electrochemical set of patterns and connections that I had when I was dreaming. So that's what I managed to do. What I did was I had to go back inside the dream, and he said that either hypnosis could do that or seeing a shaman, going into any kind of trance. And I found a shaman right here in Edinburgh, a Brazilian shaman called Claudia Goncalves, and she took me back inside a shamanic trance where I was able to access the same brain states that you have when you're dreaming.